Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mani Ram Gold Aran Dirim Zechus Baba Basra Daf Peches, the fifth parak Hamochas Asfina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman. Lazerchen Nishma Sagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nuchusi Yama his Shiurim on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said, "Hanotu klimin u'min levakro." If one takes a utensil from a craftsman to examine it for purchase, v'ne'anas biyado, and a mishap occurred to it, what was in his possession, chayv, he's liable. Although he can return it, it's his responsibility until then, since he lifted it with the intent to purchase it. The Gemara says this is only dikitzei deme, where its price was set, so he can keep it if he decides to purchase it. The Rashbam adds that the item is in high demand. Two stories are related which reflect this ruling. A braisa teaches that one buying vegetables from an Amma Arts is not required to separate Meiser from those he merely set aside. Gamar Baliba Liknosa, but if he decided to purchase them, he acquires them and is obligated in Meiser. He cannot return them without separating Meiser, nor can he remove it, which decreases their value. Instead, he must separate Meiser and reimburse the seller. Although he can technically return it and should be exempt from Meiser, the case is with a Yar Shamayim, who fulfills Bodorve Emes Bilvavo, and he speaks truth in his heart and commits himself to his decision to purchase. If he does return it, it's like selling it back to the seller. Point number two, the next mission details how often measures must be cleaned from residue by wholesalers, homeowners, and storekeepers, as well as weights and scales. It continues, v'chayv l'achril lo tefach, and he must tilt the scale for the buyer's benefit by a tefach, where this is the practice. Hayashoko l'ayin ba'ayin, if he was weighing for him evenly, meaning where there's no custom to tilt the scale, no single gerumin, he must give him the surplus amount in place of the tilt, which is 1 to 10 for moist items and 1 to 20 for dry items. The Mishnah concludes with the required practice for using measuring cups. Reish Lakish says the source of giving a buyer extra is vatzedek. You should have a perfect and just weight. Teaching tzedek mishalcha betenlo. Act justly from your own possessions and give the buyer extra. Rav clarified that the Mishnah's 1 to 10 ratio means 1/10 of a litre per 10 litres, totaling 1/100. And point number three, Rabbi Levi said, Kasha onshan shal midos, yosir ma onshan shal arayos. The punishment for fraudulent measures is more severe than for illicit relations, because the Torah wrote el, these abominations, regarding arayos, and wrote ela, regarding false weights. The Gemara demonstrates that el is an expression of severity, so the longer ela connotes greater severity. Although arayos are punishable by karas and false measures are not, an arayos violation is efshar b'tshuva. It's possible to repent from, but regarding false measures, lo efshar b'tshuva, it's not possible to repent completely since he may not know whom he cheated. Rabbi Levi also said, kasha gezel hedyot yosme gezel gavoa. Stealing from an ordinary person is more severe than stealing from hektish, because regarding the former, hiktim chetko me'ila, the Torah mentioned his sin before mentioning his treachery, because his sin begins as soon as he denies possessing someone's item. But regarding the latter, his treachery is mentioned before his sin, because there is no sin until he uses it. So once again, the three points are, number one, Shmuel said, Hanota klimina umin levakro, if one takes a kli from a craftsman to examine it for purchase, v'ne'anas biyado, and a mishap occurred to it while it was in his possession, chayev, he's liable. Although he can return it, it's his responsibility until then, since he lifted it with the intent to purchase it. The Gemara says this is only dikitzei deme, where its price was set, so he can keep it if he decides to purchase it. The Rashbam adds that the item is in high demand. Two stories related which reflect this ruling. A braisa teaches that one buying vegetables from an Amma Arts is not required to separate Meiser from those he merely set aside. Gamar Baliba Liknosa, but if he decided to purchase them, he acquires them and is obligated in Meiser. He cannot return them without separating Meiser, nor can he remove it, which decreases their value. Instead, he must separate Meiser and reimburse the seller. Although he can technically return it and should be exempt from Meiser, the case is with a Yar Shamayim, who fulfills Bodorve Emes Bilvavo, and he speaks truth in his heart and commits himself to his decision to purchase. If he does return it, it's like selling it back to the seller. Point number two, the next mission details how often measures must be cleaned from residue by wholesalers, homeowners, and storekeepers, as well as weights and scales. It continues, v'chayv l'achril lo tefach, and he must tilt the scale for the buyer's benefit by a tefach, where this is the practice. Hayashoko l'ayin ba'ayin, if he was weighing for him evenly, meaning where there's no custom to tilt the scale, no single gerumin, he must give him the surplus amount in place of the tilt, which is 1 to 10 for moist items and 1 to 20 for dry items. The Mishnah concludes with the required practice for using measuring cups. Reish Lakish says the source of giving a buyer extra is vatzedek. You should have a perfect and just weight. Teaching tzedek mishalcha betenlo. Act justly from your own possessions and give the buyer extra. Rav clarified that the Mishnah's 1 to 10 ratio means 1/10 of a litre per 10 litres, totaling 1/100. And point number three, Rabbi Levi said, Kasha Unshan Shal Midos, Yosema Unshan Shal Arayos. The punishment for fraudulent measures is more severe than for illicit relations, because the Torah wrote El, these abominations, regarding Arayos, and wrote Ela regarding false weights. The Gemara demonstrates that El is an expression of severity, so the longer Ela connotes greater severity. Although Arayos are punishable by Karis and false measures are not, an Arayos violation is Efshar B'tshuva, it's possible to repent from. But regarding false measures, lo Efshar B'tshuva, it's not possible to repent completely, since he may not know whom he cheated. Rabbi Levi also said, Kasha Gezel Hedyot Yosma Gezel Gavoa. Stealing from an ordinary person is more severe than stealing from Hektish, because regarding the former, Hiktim Chetku Me'ila, the Torah mentioned his sin before mentioning his treachery, because his sin begins as soon as he denies possessing someone's item. But regarding the latter, his treachery is mentioned before his sin, because there is no sin until he uses it. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Peches, and our standard Simur is a Pach, a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, was waiting to tell the shopkeeper, who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, under a sign that said, Kasha Onshan Shal Midos Yoser, Ma Onshan Shal Arayas. So once again, slow motion. The garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can, that must be Moran Daf Peches, Pach. The garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Hanota klimin u'min levakro, if one takes the utensil from a craftsman to examine it for purchase, v'nanas biyado, and a mishap occurred to it while it was in his possession, chayiv, he's liable. Although he can return it, it's his responsibility until then, since he lifted it with the intent to purchase it. The Gemara says this is only where its price was set, so he can keep it if he decides to purchase it. The Rashbam adds that the item is in high demand. So the garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, was waiting to tell the shopkeeper, who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, which reminds us, the next mission details how often measures must be cleaned from residue by wholesalers, homeowners, and storekeepers, as well as weights and scales. It continues, and he must tilt the scale for the buyer's benefit by tefach, where this is the practice. So the garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, was waiting to tell the shopkeeper, who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, under a sign that said, Kasha Onshan Shal Midos, Yoser Me Onshan Shal Arayas, which reminds us, Rabbi Levi said, Kasha Onshan Shal Midos, Yoser Me Onshan Shal Arayas. The punishment for fraudulent measures is more severe than for illicit relations, because the Torah wrote El, these abominations regarding Arayos, and wrote Ela regarding false weights. The Gemara demonstrates that El is an expression of severity, so the longer Ela connotes greater severity. Although Arayos are punishable by Karis and false measures are not, an Arayos violation is Efshar B'tshuva, it's possible to repent from. But regarding false measures, Lo Efshar B'tshuva, it's not possible to repent completely, since he may not know whom he cheated. So once again, the garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it, to purchase it, was waiting to tell the shopkeeper, who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, under a sign that said, Kasha Onshan Shal Midos Yoser, Ma Onshan Shal Arayas. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara, Daf Pei Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Pei Dalad is a launch pad. So here goes. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad, that must be more Daf Pei Dalad. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth $5 for $6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to $8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller can't, because the buyer could say, had you not initially defrauded me, you would not have been able to retract. Now that you have defrauded me, should you be able to retract? So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same meme, which reminds us, although the Rabbanan consider wine and vinegar one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, truma is still effective, as the Gemara darshans regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same and either party can retract, because there are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were conned by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli. Daf Pei Hei. So the Siman Daf Pei Hei is a peh, a mouth, and we use a dentist for the Siman. So here goes. The dentist, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Hei, peh, mouth. The dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, which reminds us, Gemara teaches that a person's kli cannot acquire in Rosh Yisrael Rabim, but it can in a simta. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midos B'Mochrin, which reminds us, a Brisa states, Arba Midos B'Mochrin, there are four laws of sales regarding using utensils for acquiring. Number one, where the kli belongs to a third party. Number two, where the kli belongs to the buyer or the seller, but the transaction takes place in Rosh Yisrael Rabim. Number three, where the sale takes place in the seller's domain. And number four, where the sale takes place in the buyer's domain. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas B'Mochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag, which reminds us of Rav Sheshes' Shaila to Rav Huna, Kelev Shel Lokeach B'Shus Mocher, regarding the utensil of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kanu Lokeach Olo, does the buyer acquire produce placed in it or not? Daf Pei Vav. So the Simmer Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officer, that must be on Daf Pei Vav, police. The police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, which reminds us, objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with hagbah, not mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, which reminds us, the Chachamim say, Behema daka b'mashicha, a small animal is acquired through pulling it. This seems to prove that although a small animal is normally lifted, it can still be acquired with mashicha. The Gemara answers, Shani behema darsarcha, an animal is different because it clutches the ground and is not easily lifted. So the Chachamim say it can be acquired with mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, while a colleague went to buy 30 donuts for $30, knowing he can retract until the very last one was in the box. Which reminds us, Rav and Shmuel say, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha. If a seller says, I'm selling you a kor, 30 saw, for 30 slime, yachol achzur bo afil b'sa'a achron, he can retract from the sale, even while the final saw was being measured. Because the agreed volume of sale was a full kor, the buyer does not acquire anything until the entire amount is given to him. However, if he said, Kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slime, a saw per sela, Rishon Kana, the buyer acquires each saw one by one because each saw is a full unit of sale. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simfer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser? That must move on Daf Pei Zayin. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax, to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax, which reminds us an earlier Mishnah had discussed acquiring attached flax through uprooting a small amount. Rav Sheshes explains that the cases where the owner said, Lech yapelecha karka koshu, go improve a small amount of land for yourself, and thereby acquire whatever is on it. Since uprooting some flax improves the land, it serves as a kinyan chazak on the land, which can acquire any flax attached to the ground, which also has the status of land. The Rashbam adds that this is effective even where he's not acquiring the land itself. So the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax noticed the storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, V'chayv l'hatif lo shalosh tipin. The seller is required to let 3 drops drip out for the buyer from the measuring cup after pouring from it into the buyer's container. Hirkina umitzis. If he tilted it after allowing the 3 drops and residue gathered at the bottom, it belongs to the seller. Achemveni, a storekeeper is not required to allow 3 drops drip out for a buyer because he's occupied with his sales. Rav Yehuda says he's only exempt on Friday just before Shabbos, as the Gemara explains. So the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it, as well as the rest of the attached flax, noticed a storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container. While a child sent to the store with money and a flask to buy some oil, cried after he broke the flask, and lost the change. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Shalech has beno etzel chemeni. If one sends his minor son to a storekeeper with a coin worth 2 isars to buy oil, and the storekeeper gave him the oil and an isar of change, and later the child broke the slochis, the flask of oil, and lost the isar, the Tanakhama holds the chemeni liable. Rabbi Yehuda exempts him, shalmanaske and shalchu, because it was with this intention that the oil and change should be sent with the child that he sent him. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn if a seller overcharges and the item's value increases, the seller cannot retract? That's on duff. Pay dollar. Good number two, which stuff do we discuss allowing 3 drops after pouring for a buyer and the status of residue in the measuring cup? That's on duff. Pay zayin. Good number three, which stuff do we learn the difference between a sale of kor b'shloshim versus a sale of kor b'shloshim sa b'sela? That's on duff. Pevav. Good number four. Which stuff do we learn? Kasha onchan shal midos, yoser ma onchan shal arayos. That's on duff. Peches. Good number five. Which stuff do we learn that neither the buyer nor the seller can plant in the area of the or of a salo? That's on duff. Pebes. Good number six. Which stuff do we learn a person's kli cannot acquire in reshus of rabim, but it can in a simta? That's on duff. Pehe. Good number seven. Which stuff do we malchus about the required distance between 3 trees to acquire land? That's on duff. Pegimo. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn if one takes a kli from a craftsman to examine it for purchase and a mishap occurred to it while it was in his possession, he's chayev? That's on duff. Peches. Good number nine. Which stuff do we discuss if wine and vinegar are considered 1 or 2 species regarding truma and sales? That's on duff. Pay dollar. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we discuss cleaning weights and measures and the requirement to give a buyer extra? That's on duff. Peches. Excellent. That concludes today's year. This is everybody. Ram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.